Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Mem, Shavuos 40A, pagination is 79. We will start about a quarter of the way up in the beginning of a line, To'anu Chitin Use Odin. The Gemara over here is springboarding from the words of the Mishnah, which are also brought on today's daf, 8 lines up from the bottom. A case of To'anu Chitin V'hoda Lo B'Seorin is Potter according to the Chachamim. If one person claims that he's owed wheat, and the person that he is claiming it from responds, I owe you barley, then the person who's responding is not going to be considered a moda b'miktsas hataina, admitting part of the claim. One might have thought that he's considered admitting to part of the claim. Chitim wheat is assumed to be more expensive than seorin barley. And when the person claims wheat and you admit barley, it sounds like it's admitting in part to the claim, because at least financially, it's part of the value. If indeed it would be moda b'miktsas, it would have serious ramifications, because there is a rule in the Torah that moda b'miktsas has to swear on the rest of the claim that he is denying. And to make an oath is serious, and might even cause the person to rather pay than make the oath. And therefore, we need to know if the person is considered in the realm of partial admission. Again, if the person claims wheat and the admission is barley, we consider it potter, absolved. It's not considered a partial admission because he's claiming one thing and he's admitting something totally different. That's not a partial admission. If, however, one quarter up from the bottom, To'anu chitim u'seorim, the person claimed of him wheat and barley, v'hodalo be'echad mehem, and the admission was that I indeed owe you one of those things that you claimed, chayiv, that's considered a partial admission. Even though it's still two items, on the item I admitted totally, on the other item I denied totally, but it was made as one claim, and admission on one is considered a partial admission on the overall claim. And that is how we leave it from Amud Aleph, the first side of today's daf. We turn over the daf, and we get a very intriguing case. It's about a third of the way up on the page. The beginning of the line is Rav Onan, Omar Shmuel. And here's the case. To'anu chitim, the person is claiming wheat. V'kidem v'hodo lo b'seorim. And the person responds before the claim gets another word in edgewise, he jumps in and says an admission on barley. Says the Gemara, im kemarim, if it looks like a trick that he jumped in quickly to try to admit the barley before the person can claim the barley, because he realizes that if wheat and barley is claimed of him, and he admits the barley, he's going to end up being a moda b'miktsas, and he's going to have to swear on the chitim, on the wheat. Im kemarim, if it looks like he's doing a trick in admitting to avoid the oath, chayiv, he's going to have to make the oath, because we recognize that the claim was already lodged, and the claim was for wheat and barley. Im b'miskavein, but if everything seems to be happening naturally, potter, he's going to be absolved. Now, we do need to understand what it means to be absolved. Simple understanding is that he's absolved of the oath. The claim was wheat. The admission was barley. The person claiming the wheat never had a chance to say barley. So therefore, the admission of barley is not a moda b'miktsas. If it's not a partial admission, then he doesn't have to make an oath. He just pays up the barley, and he's done. There is a deeper possibility, though. It could be that he's absolved of even the barley, which he's willing to admit to. Because the person is claiming wheat, and he's admitting barley. So on the wheat, he's totally denying. And on the barley, which he's admitting, the person says, you don't own me barley. That's not what I'm claiming. Maybe the admission, you don't own me barley, would absolve him even of the barley. And that is something that's addressed in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Pei Ches, Se'if Yudalid. I do want to mention that there is another way that a person might try to sidestep the concept of moda b'miktsas. Again, moda b'miktsas means he's admitting to part of the claim, and therefore the Torah obligates him to swear on the remainder of the claim, an oath of denial. So one way to try to sidestep it might be the method called heilach, which is that on the part that you're admitting to, instead of admitting, you just dump that amount on the person. You give it to him. And therefore, there's never an admission, because the amount that I'm admitting, instead of admitting, I'm paying up. And therefore, now I'm entitled to deny the remainder of the claim. Whatever's left, whatever could possibly be owed, I'm denying in its entirety. So he really forces a revising on the claim, because the first part is paid up already. Again, our Gemara is dealing with not paying up, but a person who jumps in the middle of a claim to try to make sure that he shouldn't be construed to be a partial admission. So when he hears the first part of the claim, which is the part that he's going to deny, he right away admits before the claim can be made to the other part which he admits to. And possibly, if he does it in a certain way, he might actually be able to establish a situation where he would not be considered a moda b'miktsas, a person who has admitted part of the claim. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.